Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com. A Prayer for Thankfulness When You're Struggling by Wendy Van Eyck. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. If you're struggling with being thankful for an imperfect life at the moment, here are five different ways to practice thankfulness. 1. Toe to head thank you. As a teenager, I heard Mike Pilavachi speak at a Soul Survivor event. I can't remember most of what he said, but one thing stuck with me: a prayer of gratitude when you wake up in the morning. I still do this from time to time. Basically, the idea is that as you wake up in the morning, you start at your toes and you thank God for the ability to wiggle them, and then you move up, naming various body parts and why you were thankful for them until you reach your head. I generally find at the end of this prayer, I'm pretty cheerful about the day ahead. 2. Grace. Another way to build gratitude into your life, even when you aren't feeling it, is to say grace before your meal. Don't make this a rote prayer that you learned in kindergarten. Use each meal as an opportunity to thank God for one good thing in your life. If you're really drawing a blank, you can always simply thank Him that you have food for one meal. 3. The Ann Voskamp Method. A few years ago now, Ann Voskamp wrote a beautiful book about how she learned to embrace gratitude through hard things. It's called 1,000 Gifts, and if by some chance you haven't read it yet, you should. Without giving too much away, the basic premise is to find three things to be grateful for each day. Ann Voskamp's lists always read like poetry. I tried my own list for a couple of months while Zylon had chemo, and I definitely found myself noticing the small things to be thankful for that I might otherwise have missed. 4. Sunset thank you. One of my cousins, Pam, was telling me recently how from the time her children were small, she tells them every time they see a sunset that God loves them. And just like the sun sets every evening, God's love for them will never change. I thought this was a beautiful idea. It also made me think of the sunset as an opportunity to thank God for being part of the day we just lived. Even if I didn't feel Him there, the sunset reminds me that He was. 5. Last thought at night. Something I try and do each night as I fall asleep is thank God for at least one thing that happened that day. This prayer is usually really sleepy, but it helps me to fall asleep in a good frame of mind and forget all the difficult things that might have happened in the day. Do any of these ideas sound doable to you? Do you think they'd help you get into a cycle of cheerfulness, prayer, gratitude? God, sometimes life gets me down, and I find it hard to see things to be thankful for. Open my eyes to see the gifts you've given me in my life. I'm going to start by thanking you for loving me enough to come to earth and die so we can live together forever. Amen.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? I mean, you are called by God, and aren't we all praying the big prayer, "Here I am, Lord, send me"? So if we put two and two together, you've got a message to deliver, my friend. Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, art to make, or businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. I use my mic like a machete, so if you don't like to get your toes stepped on or pushed off cliffs to finally jump on in with Jesus, I may be too much for you. But if you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform or lifeaudio.com today.